This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. What's on your mind? Todd Mitchell. Scott Hannon out doing the, got to be a good college parent, but not so good a college parent that he's going to start dressing in Yale attire. He's probably still going to wear his UND Fighting Sioux stuff if we know Scott. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can text into 701-226-8503, but we don't do a Delta text of the day, but we do to a Delta caller of the day. Jill in Bismarck's brother was given opioids instead of surgery for workers' comp.
I've got a brother that's worked his entire life, like over 30 years at the same company. And a couple years ago, he hurt his back. And he has is going through workman's comp. And there was a couple of back doctors that wanted to do a test on his back to see how high up the damage is, and workman's comp denied it, and they just keep throwing narcotics and opioids at him. So I don't know. I think that's an important subject to talk about as far as workman's comp, keeping people on narcotics and opioids because they're opting not to want to go the extra mile and, you know, get these people fixed. My brother's desperate to get fixed and desperate to get back to work again, but I just think it's ridiculous.
Yikes, sir. I thought I was with you there, Jill. Jill and Bismarck. Delta call of the day, deltaconstructors.net. 10:08 Central Time as we do this live, or 8 after whatever hour you're on. If you're on one of our replays on What's Your Mind, Ron Ness is in first. Scott Hannon.
We are going to get right into this segment because I know that an hour is not enough for our next guest. Jeb Williams is the chief of the Wildlife Division at the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. He's been there 19 years. And, Todd, I don't know if you noticed, but trying to get Jeb down the hallway without everybody telling him a deer story is crazy.
Or
so
question.
How are we going to get to all of these questions that are...
Hey, Jeb, I got a couple of questions.
Yeah, well, you know, this is where I hunt deer.
Isn't it great? In.
Isn't it great, though, Jeb, how fired up people get about North Dakota Outdoors and all of the fun things you guys get to see and watch us, what we're doing here in this great state of North Dakota?
It's a great time of year, no doubt. And, you know, one of the exciting things this year, and, you know, we'll talk about deer season, you know, in a little bit, Ron, that type of thing. But, you know, lots of people, you know, we always talk about deer season being kind of the holiday in North Dakota. But, you know, this year, it actually... It is going to be a bit of a holiday where, you know, Friday, November 10th this year, a lot of places, of course, will be honoring Veterans Day, and so people right. will have that day off. So,
yeah.
But we'll talk about more about that stuff in a little bit. But, yeah, just a fun time of year for, I mean, that's the reason why a lot of people make their home in North Dakota is because of what we have to offer in the outdoors. And so it's a fun time of year and what people like to do.
Jeb and I have kind of agreed that we're going to kind of work our way through the game species here and end up with deer, which is the big thing, and some tips and tricks for all of the hunters out there and what they should be thinking about 8 days out from the season opener. But as I was telling Todd, I drove up to Newtown yesterday and got north of the lake, and the northern flight of ducks and geese is the migration is on. They are stacked in up there, and I suspect hunters are in the field heavy up there this morning.
Yeah, no doubt, and I think it really about the last week or so, there's been a push that's been starting to come, and I think it's been intensifying these last several days, and it's going to even probably intensify more in the next coming days. Unfortunately, looking at about the 10-day forecast is that it has potential to be a kind of a quick flight through North Dakota. Now, I think it's pretty safe to say some of the big water is not gonna freeze, but there's gonna be a lot of smaller sloughs that are definitely gonna be froze over here with what we have going on in the forecast over the next number of days.
A lot of discussion over your 19 years in terms of resident, non-resident waterfowl hunters. What do you see in this year? Any trends in terms of the numbers of hunters?
We're down with both. We're talking about small game when it talks about pheasants and waterfowl is, you know, but the thing is, Ron, that's been interesting over the years with waterfowl hunting, of course, is as technology is advanced and you have, you know, the smartphones that we have in front of us, people usually aren't buying licenses until they hear from somebody, they know from somebody that, hey, it's on. If you have time to come to North Dakota right now, it's probably going to be about now. So, you know, for the most part, for waterfowl hunting, a lot of people are not buying their licenses in advance. They're buying their license if they have that flexible of a schedule anyway, when they know that things are really good and opportunity is there. But yeah, as of right now, we are trending down with licenses and the number of residents and non-residents actually.
Regarding that kind of quick flight through North Dakota, one of the questions I got texted, and those of us that live along the Missouri River, of course, are always really interested in hunting those Canadian geese later. And any discussion about extending that Canadian goose season the last 2 weeks along the Missouri River? I think we're talking like 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks of the year that would coincide with pheasant season?
Correct. The Missouri River zone this year goes to the end of December. It's the 29th. And so, you know, we do make some adjustments for the Missouri River zone to accommodate for that late season opportunity. It's always one of those double-edged swords a bit. We understand and people really do appreciate those late season opportunities, but we also have to juggle the amount of days that we are provided by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for migratory game bird seasons. And so by having some of the later season days, you're foregoing some of the early season days, and it sometimes can be a coin flip of whether we even have birds along that stretch. Now, having said that, though, the last 10 or 15 years been pretty consistent that we've had pretty decent opportunities and bird numbers along the Missouri River. So it's worked out pretty well, and, we're thriving for that again.
To reiterate, this year, the Canadian goose season along the Missouri River will be open until December 29th.
That's correct.
Which is typically about a week longer than it has been.
Yeah.
Another question texted in. Ask Game and Fish why the federal duck stamp is only good for 45 days. I purchased my license online early, and my duck stamp expired October 16th.
This is a wonderful question, Ron, and we've been answering this a couple times in the last couple days, and we have some work that on our end that we need to do on that to better explain that. So, starting in, it was 2015, North Dakota went to what we called the e-stamp program, and so when people can get on our license system and they can purchase a federal waterfowl stamp and hunt immediately. They don't have to be in possession of that waterfowl stamp, but through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, you have 45 days under that e-stamp that's on your license. And after that 45 day expires, then you have to be in possession of your federal waterfowl stamp. And what we need to do, we need to change some language on our license because it does say expires, and that's not correct. The e-stamp is what expires. Your federal waterfowl stamp does not expire for that year. And so we need to do a little better job in communicating that and talking about that. But to answer the question is that federal waterfowl stamp does not expire that year. It's just your e-stamp that you have on your license that allows you to hunt right away.
Thanks to the texter. So the answer to your question is you do not need to purchase another federal waterfowl stamp if you've got one.
Well, you don't need to, and it won't allow you to because you already purchased one. It's just a communication thing, and that's something that that we need to clean up a little bit on our licenses to basically say that does not expire. The only part it is a little bit confusing as far as how that all works, but the long story is that. Once you purchase that federal waterfowl stamp, you are good to go. But after 45 days, you need to have that federal waterfowl stamp in your possession. So,
right, we've got about a minute here. Let's move on to pheasants. And obviously, all of us that have been out in the field understand that it's a substantially different world out there this year. And what's the outlook? And what are you guys hearing? A couple of questions that I've gotten here is, you know, should have we had a limit of two instead of three pheasants this year, or should the season be closed, or how do we recover our numbers, and what's it going to take?
Yeah, well, there's a lot to this conversation. I know we're dealing with short time here, Ron, but we'll just kind of, I guess I'll talk about Yeah, what you're saying is there's no doubt it's been a tougher year. In theory, we should have a lot of really skinny hunters and really skinny dogs come the first week in January, but unfortunately, I think there's probably getting, you know, more so folks that maybe just have decided that they're not going out anymore just because of what they've been seeing or what they haven't been seeing. And so it is tough out there. There have been some pockets of good opportunities out there, and there, again, it gets back to expectations. If your expectation is to go out and have an enjoyable day in the outdoors and get some good fresh air, let the dog chase something around a little bit, and just really adjusting those expectations down from going out within an hour and coming home with your limit of birds without much problem.
It's a hunt, not a shoot.
We're in a much different situation this year than what we've been, probably for the last 20 years.
So let's tackle that first question about reducing the limit. We got about 15 seconds here, and then we'll hit on the habitat going forward.
Reducing the limit doesn't do anything biologically, Ron. It's not going to make a difference as far as the number of birds next year. It could potentially spread the opportunity out a little bit amongst hunters, and so, but from a biological standpoint, it doesn't mean anything.
Thank you, Jeff. We will be right back after these messages, but please call or text your outdoor questions to us. And thanks for being here, Jeff.
You bet.
Great, so glad to be here.
You could own your very own drone for $9.99. Hurry to PetroServe USA. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon to tell you about the good folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields to save you money, to give you choice at the pump, and you fill up at pumps you own at PetroServe USA locations. That's right. Great savings on queen-size blankets, $24.99. Energizer batteries, a buck off. There's also Jack Link's Legend, $8.99 each. Those are great for the big bags. Pizza Corner Pizza, all flavors, all month long. Two for $12. And don't forget, any size coffee or hot chocolate is 99 cents each, so warm up at a PetroServe USA location. Stock up on 24 packs of water, only $3.99. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special, four items for $4. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies you'll ever buy. PetroServe USA, and now Valley Dairy Stores in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, too. All part of the family, helping America fuel better.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, are you looking to influence the direction of your industry and have a voice in how your soybean checkoff dollars are invested? Consider serving as a district representative on the North Dakota Soybean Council Board of Directors. Simply nominate yourself or someone in your county with a passion to serve the soybean industry. Requirements include attending 4 2-day meetings in Fargo and serving on one of 4 council committees. Not ready for board service? Consider serving as a county representative. In late December, nomination forms will be sent to soybean farmers in Cass, Stetsman, Lemoore, and Dickey counties, as well as to farmers in a 13-county area of northwestern North Dakota. Have questions or would like more information? Call me, Diana Biedelsbacher, at the North Dakota Soybean Council office or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Energy and the environment. Our state is a leading coal producer. Electricity rates are the lowest in the nation. We're among only 7 states meeting all federal air quality standards. Coal has been a big part of that energy success story. The coal industry has some 15,000 good-paying jobs in North Dakota, $1 billion in personal income, a $3.4 billion economic impact. And they know we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy, including coal, to keep power costs low. Find out more at secureenergyfuture.org. I'm Todd Mitchell. It's What's in Your Mind. The Stem Cell Health Institute is coming to North Dakota. If you're suffering from pain from osteoarthritis in the knee, like me, pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, or joint pain, listen to this. There are must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars. I'll be at one of those seminars, not speaking, because we have bigger experts to do that. Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson, you're just a short drive from one of the seminars on regenerative medicine. Call 1-888-973-1560 to sign up. 888-973-1560 or find out more at stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Stemcelltherapyforpain.com. Start living life once again. 21 after the hour, it is What's in Your Mind, Game and Fish Day, and a caller here sneaking in.
I was wondering if I need to have a general game license to go along with my deer license. And also, my wife has broke her foot and she can't walk. And I was wondering if she could have a substitute hunter shooter deer for her. And I'll just listen for your comments on the radio and I'll say goodbye.
All right. Well, Ron Ness is here for Scott Hennen with Jeb Williams.
All right, Jeb, I'll take that one.
You bet. So the answer to the question is yes. That for an individual that does have a deer license, you do need your hunting, fishing, fur bear certificate, along with your general game and habitat license to go along with that. And the second part of the question is that we do not allow a substitute hunter. You'd probably have 40,000 volunteers this year if that would be the case. There are plenty of people that are sitting at home without
a deer. We'd be giving away those opportunities here on What's in Your Mind. In fact,
right.
We'd be running contests to give you a My Pillow and a substitute hunter license or something.
But what we do in those situations is provided the individual that does have the injury or the disability to have some type of advantage to help them through the disability that they're dealing with. So if somebody is in need of that, they can contact our department and look into the options that we provide as far as shooting from a vehicle permit, off trail permit, those types of things that definitely help somebody out.
Thank you, Jeb, and thanks for the call. We were discussing the much more challenging pheasant population across North Dakota. So next year is going to be a critical year in the winter, and obviously with the drought, we've got a lot of that cover that we did have came off this year as necessity for the farmers and ranchers. So what's it going to take for us to get back to some numbers similar to what we've seen, or is the heyday here and gone?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, Ron, no doubt, but really the answer in North Dakota lies with the Farm Bill. And, fortunately we have the 2018 Farm Bill that, I don't know if it'll get completed in 2018 or not. Sometimes it gets delayed, but, if there are good conservation provisions in there as far as landowner programs, that's the reason we harvested close to a million pheasants in several years in North Dakota, because we had over three million acres of CRP. We also had some very moderate, mild weather, winter weather for a period of about 10 years, but we had some excellent habitat conditions to go along with it. And, to produce pheasants, you need grass. And I think there is a fair amount of discussion going on related to the 2018 Farm Bill as far as CRP goes in North Dakota. Actually, we've had quite a bit of interest with landowners with CRP in North Dakota. Unfortunately, they've not been accepted into the general sign-up, and that's a combination of just the lower allocation acres, 24 million, versus at one point in time we were at 34 million. And so that's what it's going to take, and hopefully – hopefully we can get to some workable solutions that are that landowners look at as far as good opportunities, good programs for them where they can certainly they're interested in still farming, but maybe they have some areas that would like to get out of production, and that can be a beneficial thing for wildlife. So
we have the Outdoor Heritage Fund in North Dakota, which is a percentage off the oil tax revenues. I believe it's funded about $10 million this next biennium. That is probably primarily more for long-term winter habitat, trees. And are you seeing some programs as a result of that that are going to increase some of our habitat across the state?
There have been. There have been a number of different projects that have been, and we've been successful with some of those with a project or two as well with the Outdoor Heritage Fund. But again, it comes down to limited funding with that. It's putting habitat on the ground isn't cheap, and with federal programs with CRP, at one point in time having approximately $120-130 million annual payments to North Dakota landowners, that's a tough task for anybody else to try to accomplish. And so it gets to be a challenge when it talks about funds.
Jeb, we got another question texted in. Can my son use his unfilled youth rifle tag during the regular rifle season?
Depends on what type of youth license they have. There's two type of youth deer seasons that go on in North Dakota. One's for antlerless white-tailed deer, and the other is just a regular youth license. If they have the regular youth license, they can use that during the regular deer gun season. But if it's for the 11- and 12-year-olds, that is just good. If they have the antlerless white-tail license, that is just good for the youth season.
Another text came in. Can you use electronic game calls during the deer gun season?
Electronic game calls during the deer gun season for...
Yeah, I don't know if they're talking about coyote calls or if there's a new deer, electronic deer call out there. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't have any restrictions against that. When you're talking about electronic game calls, of course, you first think about waterfowl, obviously, and that's, that is prohibited, but anything else you are allowed to do.
How about drones? I've had a few people chatting about drone use out there. You guys looking into that?
Well, we have looked into it, and we do have some restriction against the use of drones. Basically, they just mirror the same restrictions we have in place as far as airplane use. So you can't, 72 hours before the season or during the season, use an airplane or a drone, any unmanned device to spot, to scout deer, those types of things. So it's an interesting technology that no doubt I think has some people nervous as far as the potential misuse of drones in the wildlife world.
Jeb, we got about a half a minute here, and let's just talk about the deer numbers and what we've seen. And you and I were talking about the reproduction rates of the deer, of the whitetails this year has really been very good. We've seen a lot of twins and triplets.
Looks good on landscape anecdotally from a lot of parts of the state. We're hearing good reports. And, we're in the second year now of where we've actually increased deer licenses. So that's a good thing. We were on a downward slide for about 8 years there where we'd reduce licenses every year. And now we're on the second consecutive year of having more opportunity out there for the public. And I think the people that have a license this year are going to find there's good opportunity out there.
And the mule deer numbers continue to be strong, leveled off a little bit from the growth of the past few years, but still looking very good on
exactly.
The mule deer.
Anybody that's fortunate enough to draw a mule deer license should have a great year out there in the western part of the state.
Thank you for your texts and with questions for Jeb Williams for the Game and Fish. We've got another half hour, so keep your questions coming, and we'll be back right after these messages.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming auctions include machinery and equipment auctions in Mott, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McHenry, Sheridan, McKenzie, Dunn, Lemoore, Adams, Stark, and Logan counties in North Dakota, and Corson County in South Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Members of Tioga's Chamber of Commerce proud to sponsor local programming. Tioga, growing community, great schools, new housing, golf course, theater, new expanded bars and restaurants. Merchants of the Tioga Chamber of Commerce invite you to consider Tioga as a great place to sell your family, raise your kids, because they support education with innovative science, technology, engineering, arts, and math programs for school-aged children. Check out more at TiogaND.net. Don't forget PetroServe USA and the specials that are out, because you got to stay hydrated. Nestle Pure Life Water, 24-pack, $3.99. Need a little more oomph, any size. Coffee or hot chocolate, 99 cents. 12-ounce Red Bull cans, 2 for $4.50. The Deli Express Mega Sandwich is just $2.99. Lots more at PetroServe USA. 27 before the hour, I'm Todd Mitchell, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or you can text into 701-226-8503. Scott Hennon being off, being a great college dad, although not necessarily being a Yale conformist. Or maybe he is, we'll have to find out. Ron Ness is here, and Jeb Williams of North Dakota Game and Fish is in North Dakota. The deer gun season opens next weekend, next Friday noon. Off to a change out of the camo and into hunter orange right at noon next Friday at the Veterans Appreciation Meal over at the Elks.
Jeb says, Ron, let's talk deer. So I think it's time to talk deer, Todd.
Let's talk deer.
Jeb, next Friday is the opener. And I suspect that about Friday morning you get a lot of people that are start calling in and can't find my tag. So give us 3 to 5 tips and tricks for how many thousand hunters are we going to have with tags next week?
54,500 is the number of licenses that we allocated. About 14,000 of those are gratis. But
so we've got somewhere around 50,000 people that you can't answer all of their calls next Friday morning at 10 o'clock. So let's give our listeners some tips and tricks to think about now before a week before the season is here.
You bet. Yeah, and you hit on the first one. The main one is finding your license. We've been doing some extra advertising on that because every year we do have those situations where some folks can't find their license when they're either headed out to the field, they're in the field, they need the license, those types of things. So make sure that you have that located. Make sure you have it in a good spot. And, boy, I tell you, the wives really take a beating, you know, for that, you know. And when they can't find their deer license, they tell us, boy, my wife must have misplaced it, you know. So, unfortunately, they get the blame there. But make sure you have that located. It saves everybody a lot of time. It saves you a lot of stress as the individual that obviously wants to be deer hunting. You don't want to have any stress associated with it. And then it makes it difficult for our department as well because we're dealing with a lot of different things. So that's the most important thing.
So get your license out. Get your general game stamp, which you have to have. Affix your license to the back. Sign your license. Get yourself ready. Those are big tips and tricks. One question that I've had, I'm a grew up in eastern North Dakota, around Tallna, North Dakota, a great deer country. Saw a substantial decline in the numbers. Sounds like they're starting to come back and kind of run us across the state from east to west in terms of what you guys are seeing in numbers and what you've done with tags.
You bet. So in the western part of the state, we've had some pretty good opportunity in the last couple of years with some population growth where it comes to mule deer. We were very conservative for a couple of years. And we had, in combination of that, along with some good winter weather, we definitely did see a nice rebound of mule deer. And so we're excited about that. White-tailed deer in the southwest part of the state, that's been one of the kind of the unique areas where we've been over objective as far as management objectives in some of those areas, and pretty good deer numbers in those areas. But it's also a part of the state that we have a little bit of difficulty to, you know, getting people to hunt in. It's the furthest distance away from our largest population centers in North Dakota, and so it can be a distance for a lot of folks to travel. So central part of the state, eastern part of the state, we're seeing some increase there, but it's been a little slower in some areas, as the landscape definitely looks a lot different than what it did 10 years ago.
We have a question that is texted in. And by the way, there's a tremendous article in the Bismarck Tribune today, much of what Jeb and I are talking about by Doug Lear, and it talks about all things deer hunting. And this question says, can I drive off the trail on private land to retrieve a deer? And the answer is, I believe, yes, unless prohibited by the landowner or operator. You may drive off the trail on private land once a deer has been killed and properly tagged. The question is, how is the prohibition by the landowner to be determined by or known by the hunter?
If the property is not posted, is what I'm assuming this individual is getting at, then you can legally drive off trail to retrieve that deer if the land is not posted. Again, obviously, if the land is posted and somebody is giving you permission to deer hunt, it's probably just one of those things you want to run across the landowner to make sure that they are okay with. But by state law, you can drive off trail to retrieve your deer.
Todd, do you have a call? If not, we'll have you look. I thought you looked like
so you get the no.
Okay.
You get the screen.
Oh. Looks like we got a call.
Okay. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind? Who do we have? I can't see the screen.
Maybe not.
Hello?
Calling from Gladstone, calling from Happy Rock. How are things in Happy Rock today?
Things are good in Happy Rock.
Fantastic. What's in your mind today?
So anyway, I keep a pack of beagles, like to rabbit hunt, and I know nobody else in North Dakota does. I'm fine with that. I get all the good hunting to myself. But anyway, I was one thing to know if there's any sizable and huntable populations of snowshoe hare in North Dakota.
I wouldn't say sizable. I mean, any different types of rabbit populations cycle quite a bit in North Dakota, but you might find some decent numbers in various parts of the state, but probably when you talk about sizable populations, probably not.
Okay. What about the Kildare Mountains? I read an old study where they transplanted some snowshoe hare in the Kildare Mountains in, I believe, the 60s, and I can't find any information on whether that population survived or if there's any left.
I wish I had better information for you. I mean, as far as what the snowshoe hare population is in the Kildare Mountains, but that, you know, it's not something that we do, you know, any surveying with or anything like that. So, unfortunately, I don't have the answer for that.
Okay. Well, that's all I wanted to know. So,
Jeb, kind of related to his call, we have an allowance in North Dakota. You can drive off trail for upland bird hunting.
Correct.
Is that still prohibited during the deer gun rifle season, or can you drive off trail during that time?
It is prohibited during the deer gun season. So if a person is out pheasant hunting and that's your sole interest, your sole purpose, during that time frame, during the deer gun season, it does prohibit you from driving off trail during that time frame.
Okay.
Get Phil squared away here?
Yep. That answers my question. So.
Perfect. Phil, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550.
Jeb, what are some of the other, what kind of success rate did we have last year in the deer gun season and expecting that to increase this year?
Yeah, last year we were right around the 64% success rate. We always like to see somewhere around that 70 percentile. I mean, that tells you that people are doing pretty darn well out there in the landscape, that there's pretty good number of deer out there for the license that we issued. And so it was anywhere from 60 to 70% based on the area of the state. And so, you know, we're hoping that people are going to have a good year. But like we were talking earlier, anecdotally, I think reproduction looks like it was pretty good year. And so I think people should have a good opportunity out there, the ones that were fortunate enough to draw a license.
The legislature has done a tremendous job over the last decade in trying to create youth game seasons in virtually all of our species, and I believe last year they lowered it to 11, which I think was a really big change, because you lose those kids from 11 to 12, and I know what happened in my house with one of my daughters. They're ready to go at 11. At 12, they had different interests. So what have you seen in participation in the youth season?
Been very steady and even increased. So, you know, over time, with the regular youth deer season that's been in place since about 1992, and that's been pretty consistent as far as about 2,000 to 2,500 licenses per year. And then the antlerless season that you're referring to, Ron, where the age restriction actually was reduced this past year, that's been right around 2,000 as well. And so, you know, over time that has increased to that point and gotten to that point and then kind of leveled, you know, steadied out right around there. But it fluctuates a little bit, but it's a really good recruitment tool in North Dakota. And, you know, I know early on there were some folks that were concerned about the age of those individuals. But over time that just hasn't proven to be a problem at all, and statistically across the country, those that age group aren't the ones where we have hunting accidents. It's you know, they're usually very well mentored, and you know, somebody's with them taking care of them, doing different things. I mean, it's a good responsible hunt in most instances, and that's been the case in North Dakota.
It's a tremendous opportunity to get out there with your kids. So just for those parents with 10-year-olds now, if their child turns 11 during 2018, they need to apply in the regular deer gun lottery in early June for the youth tag, for the youth doe tag, which is in late September.
Correct. Yeah, actually they can apply even up until August. You know, we don't make them apply by that deadline, and so we're very flexible with that, trying to get, you know, youth out in the field for that season. So yeah, if somebody turns 11 during that season, during that calendar year, they are eligible to participate in that.
And that 2 weeks goes real fast for those kids, because they're involved in lots of stuff, but it is a great opportunity to get them out. And at the end of the day, we've got to get more and more of these kids exposed to the outdoors in North Dakota if we're going to advocate for the programs that we think we're going to need to bring back some of these game populations. So kudos to the North Dakota legislature for what they've done in that regard. So we are again looking for calls or texts with your questions on next week's deer opener, or any questions you have in relation to North Dakota's outdoor season, which we're in the midst of, and I suspect a lot of people are going to be in the field next week. What do you guys have for a presence of game wardens across the state?
They're not going to be on a day off, put it that way. It's one of the disadvantages of being game warden. You don't get many of those openers off, but yeah, there'll be lots of presence around in the field and with a lot of different game and fish department staff, and obviously folks can have any issues or anything going on, they can make sure to give anybody a call too to get there. So
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. More on the way.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
For 30 years, Rick and Minot has been a customer of hot spring spas and pool tables, too. 30 years. Pretty incredible. Tells you what an incredible product they have at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Rick, what makes you so loyal?
They're easy to maintain. One, I have 30 years old, and my family started up a plumbing and heating business, and then they started the pool company that they were doing on the side, putting in pools, and they sold Hot Spring Spas, so that's how I got into buying that one. And I've had it ever since. Now I have it down at the lake cabin, and then I have a newer one at home, which is about 12 years old. That's the Envoy. The one down at the lake is a Sovereign. The one at home, my heater went out in it one winter, and I thought it was partially working, and when the maintenance guy came that next summer to fix it, I never fixed it during the wintertime. I just let it, the pump run. The thing never got below 40 degrees, and I asked him if only half the heater was running. He told me I never had any heat in it at all winter long, and it never got below 40 degrees when the pump was running, and I let it run. And the other hot tub would have frozen broke. I would say it's just the energy savings that you have on it. I mean, the insulation on it, and the way they're built is astronomical compared to any other hot tub.
Every day made better. Take it from Rick and all of the satisfied customers of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Saunas, sunrooms, hot tubs, gazebos, pool tables, patio furniture, pools, and swim spas. They've got it all. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, and online at hotspringnv.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I played Apache, not some other sprayer company, the sprayer company others keep talking about. Customers have made it clear they work hard for their money. When they spend a dollar, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache sprayer works hard for you. The ET Ag on-site retail stores, more than 50,000 sprayer parts as well. 1701 Eastside Court across the road from what was Bonanza, what's going to become Culver's, I guess. No re-advertising allowed, though. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550 with Ron Ness and Jeb Williams in the lightning round with quick responses. Hopefully we'll see what happens. It's a Kobe from Minot. Kobe, what's on your mind?
Yes, I just wondered what the restrictions are on hunting a bait pile with a rifle.
If you're on private land in North Dakota, there are no restrictions except for five units in the southwest part of the state. We do have baiting restrictions in that area due to CWD.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Gary from Douglas, what's on your mind?
Well, I guess I first I'll start by saying, hey, guys. And then I just want to see if they could touch on the distances hunters could be from farmers' yards. Because, for example, I had an issue during the youth season. There's cornfields still around my yard. And I was standing in the yard, and a couple of gunfires went off, and I knew it was a rifle, not a shotgun. So I went for a drive, and here this dad and his boy shot a deer on my land in a cornfield within, in the middle of three farmsteads. So basically, it should be all... no hunting, but we all got to post our yards and trees and everything. And I was just wondering if we could just touch on.
All right, Gary, we'll have Jeb take that. We'll have Jeb take that one.
440 yards. It's a quarter mile away from a farmstead for an area that is not posted. Now, if you have permission to be on that property, you can hunt closer than that. Or if it's, your property, that type of thing. But if it's unposted property, you cannot be within a quarter mile of somebody's farmstead.
Thank you. Todd, let's move on to the next call.
Mike from Devil's Lake, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Jeb.
How you doing, Mike?
Just to follow up on that last caller, years ago, Ray Getz, down there when he was Chief Warden, told me that the quarter-mile rule does not apply to public land or plots land. Is that true? Is that still enforced that way?
That is still true. That is still enforced that way.
Okay. Okay. The question I have for you, though, here's the scenario. A guy wounds a deer and it runs into my trees, and he claims he has the right to go in there without his gun and retrieve that, and yet he's got two pickup loads of buddies surrounding the property lines waiting for him to go and run all the deer out of my property. Can I stop him from going in there till after shooting hours? Is that within my rights as a landowner?
Well, state law does say that an individual does have the right to retrieve a deer that you've legally shot on property that you have legal right to be. And so state law does support that you can be in there. Now, what we always recommend is a little communication between the two parties usually goes a long way to help resolve any of those issues. And if you have to call a warden to help resolve some of that, that's certainly a good option as well.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. All right. Jeb, we got a question here. What age can kids start bow hunting in North Dakota?
There's no age restriction on bow hunting in North Dakota. They just have to be able to pull back a bow with at least a pull back of 35 pounds on it to make sure that there is a good ethical kill associated with that.
Can you carry your bow while you are rifle hunting?
If you have a rifle tag, you can certainly carry your bow with you. A bow is a legal weapon associated with a gun tag, but you cannot be the opposite. If you just have a bow tag, you cannot have your rifle with you.
And what do you do if you accidentally shoot the wrong species for your tag?
Call the game warden would be the best suggestion right away.
Okay, Bill from Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, historically the deer opener in North Dakota has been on the first Friday in November. I'm wondering why that was pushed back to the second Friday and who initiated it, and will this be the norm going forward?
Good question. Historically, the deer season has opened the Friday prior to November 11th. That's been the case in North Dakota for 35 years. And so what the goal is there is to never have a conflict between the opening day of deer gun season and Veterans Day, to make sure to give veterans the day that they deserve and not have any conflict as people know how much they like to deer hunt in North Dakota. So that's been set in stone for a long time, and that'll be the way it'll be for probably quite a while in the future. It seems like it works pretty well. It gives some late season opportunity once in a few years, and then it moves it around a little bit earlier as well.
So next year it will be...
Next year it will not go through Thanksgiving next year. This year it actually is the latest that it can be. It's always the Friday prior to November 11th. And so this year, November 10th, is the latest it can be.
Okay. One more call, Todd.
Anonymous call about hunting. You are on. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I've got a question about the, if you drew a gratis tag for a moose and didn't fill it, you are allowed to return that tag and apply again. Now, can you apply in the general, or are you stuck in the gratis pool?
No, you can apply in the regular lottery as well. That's we do have that provision for moose. And so, yeah, if you do not feel that, you can apply in either or in the future.
All right. Thank you very much. It's been very informative.
Jeb, great session. Thanks for all you guys do at the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, and thanks for all the calls and texts. Most of all, let's be safe out there next week, and have a great deer opener.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Jeb. Thanks, Ron. Pat Finken for Scott Hennon tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night. Stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you. Blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is